tomorrow, I categorize into two different classes. One class is Kachi Kachin, and one class is Kachin Kalin. There are many differences between Kachi Kachin and Kachin Kalin. The main difference is that Kachi Kachin, the Avoida, must be done with Tzofon, and the right hand side of the Azor. When you're looking for the Azor, you're looking straight ahead. You're facing the Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim, but when you're facing west, not east. Facing west, so the right hand side of the Azara is a Chedek HaTzofon. So all Kachi Kachin Avodah must be done with Tzofon. If anything, Kachin Kalin, the Avodah does not necessarily have to be done with Tzofon. It can be done even in the Zoran part of the Azara. And there's another difference that who eats the Chedek of the Korban HaTznecho. Part of every Korban has to be mixed around and is there. But the Chedek HaNecho, who eats it? But the Chedek HaNecho by Kachi Kachin is only Necho by the Zichri Kuhuni. Only by the male Kohanim. Even their wives and their daughters are not permitted. Are they the Eved Knaini is not permitted either. Only Zichri Kuhuni. And it's only Nechu Yom Balai Yachat Kodesh. It has a limited Zman Achila. And the Mokam Achila is only in the Azorah. So limited. The people who eat it are limited. Only Zichri Kuhuni. And the Zman Achila is limited. Only Yom Balai Yachat Kodesh. And the Torah Kola Lailo. Until Allah is Ashach. And the Rabbanon. And the Rahach is Kodesh. And the Rahach is Kodesh. And it has a limited Mokam Achila. That's in the Azorah. Places have 2 days. What's halach? How can I eat it in the Azorah? How much lal any shiva by Azorah? I don't know. Malchah beizavik zavad. No one is permitted to eat. No one is permitted to sit in the Azorah unless he's melech in the Malchah beizavik. Hashanah. What about kangol? Places and places for the different opinions among the Tanaim. Not found in the Gemara. Tanaim from Sixtus, from others, from Yerushalmi, from Rosh. But the kangol is allowed to sit in the Azorah. So leaving out the problem with the kangol, no one else is permitted to sit in the Azorah. Would eat the Shiori HaMenachas in the Azorah or the Bistar HaChatos or the Bistar HaOshem, the Olo, they don't eat the Olo is Kula Kol, but the Bistar HaChatos or the Bistar HaOshem, when they eat that in the Azorah, do they eat it after Danida? They're not permitted to sit. The Lord says in Gittin, the beginning of Misha Asa, that it's unhealthy to eat standing up. The Lord says you have to sit down and eat, and when you eat, how healthy can you stand up? And the din is that in Korbanos you have to eat it as a mashchal of gedula, kadash shamlochem oichlin. You have to eat it in a very decovidic fashion. Not to eat the Korbanos like standing at a luncheonette, standing up. So how can the Kohanim eat the Korbanos sitting down if they're not permitted to sit in the Azorah? And not lot. And you can't eat it standing up because it's not a mashchal of gedula. The Tzitzit has 2 days about this. How did the Kohanim eat the korbanos that they had to eat Dafki in the Azor? If they could eat it Chutz L'Azor, no problem, sit down. But these korbanos had to be eaten Dafki in the Azor. Unless you could figure out some section in the Azor where it has a din of Azor that you're permitted to eat the Kachi Kachi in there, but it doesn't have a din of Azor that you're forbidden to stand there, that you're forbidden to sit there. Maybe there is such an area. Well, the Ezra Snoshim didn't have a din of Azor, I have a din of Harabari. And there was actually not permitted to eat the Kachi Kachi. Maybe there was some section in the Azara where it had a din of Azara Lagabi Heter Achilas Kachi Kachi, but it didn't have a din of Azara with respect to the Yitzhak Yeshiva. The Gemara says the Lushka Tagoz is the Bezna Gadol that. So the Gemara asked, how can they sit? The Gemara says the Lushka Tagoz was a big room. And half of the room where they were sitting was Kutz L'Azorah. And the other half of the room was the Kodesh Kedushas HaZorah. So the Gemara seems to say the Farish that the only reason why the Bezna Gadol was permitted to sit and the Lishka Sagazis was because they were sitting in the half that was Bechol. Bechol doesn't mean that it didn't have any Kedushas HaZorah. It means that it had Kedushas HaRabai. It didn't have Kedushas HaZorah. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But in the Chelek of the Lishka Sagazis that was in the HaZorah, the other half of the room, no one would be allowed to sit there. Just in the chelik that was chutz l'azorah, chelik chutz l'azorah, they're not allowed to eat the korbanos. The Tosfos Reed claims in his commentary on Yuma that in any lishka you're permitted to sit. There's the yisur against sitting in the azorah is only in the azorah proper. But you have a lishka that has kushas azorah. Lishka means a room that has separate walls around it. Even if you have any room that has separate walls around it, even if it has kushas azorah, you're permitted to sit there. In such a case, that would solve the whole problem. The Kohanim are permitted to eat, we would recommend that they should eat the Kachi Kachin, the Shiori Menachis, and the Bistar HaChatos, and the Bistar HaOshem, and a Lishka that has Kedushas HaZorah, because in the Lishka that has Kedushas HaZorah, so you're permitted to eat Kachi Kachin there. And there's no Issa Yeshiva, but the problem is the other Rishonim don't hold like that Tesis Rid. The Gemara, as we have it in Yuma, is against the Tesis Rid. Tesis Rid has a habit, he's an Italian, Italian. And if he doesn't like it more, just crosses out 10 lines, crosses out 5 lines, 4 lines, you know. All over shot. Unusual. But there also, he gets stuck in Yuma, he crosses out a few lines in Yuma, he says, not true. The shot is that whenever it's a Lishka, there's no Issa Yeshiva. That's how he solves the problem. There's one way to solve it. One way to solve problems, just cross out the Yuma. A lot of times like that, just crosses out a few lines in the Gemara. But the regular Rishonim have the gear says we have it. So even in a Lishka, which is Mekudesh Kedushas HaZara, if it's Kranim are not permitted, no one is permitted to sit there. Only Lishka Tagazis and the Heftar is Bechol, the Heftar is the Harabayis, they were permitted to sit. That's the problem. Unless maybe there is some kind of a Lishka. That's what the Yosef Engel has in the Asim Berais in the first cloud. How many letters are there in the essay? 22 letters. So Rabbi Yehuda Tengel wrote a sefer with 22 essays. He was thinking of a title for the essay. He called it Hasan Derech. I see it as a sefer. There's 22 like that, 22 letters in the sefer, there's 22 semanas in the sefer. He called it Hasan Derech. He said, Klal Aleph, he discusses this fascinating topic. The Gemara talks about Lishkas HaBnei Sachol of Tzuchas HaKredish. And I'm drawing in a sefer again. You have a Lishka, you have a certain area in Azor that's supposed to be Mekudesh Kedushas HaZor. And then you have, outside of that area that's Mekudesh Kedushas HaZor, you have the rest of the areas on Mekudesh Kedushas HaRabayis. And outside of the end of the HaRabayis, you have Mekudesh Kedushas Yerushalayim. And outside of Yerushalayim, you have Eretz Yisrael. So in the area that is Mekudesh Kedushas HaRabayis, that doesn't have Kedushas HaZor, if you construct a room there, and the only way to enter into that room is by going into the Azor first and then walking into that room. It has no entrance way. There's no way to go in from the outside from the Harabayis. The only way to go in is through the Azor. So there's a Mishnah that says in Ma'aseh Sheni that Lishkas Abunis Bachol of Tzuchas LaKodesh, the only entrance way to get in is through the Kodesh, through the Azor. Even though the floor where it's Bonoi is Bachol, means it's not in the Azor area, it's only in the Harabayis area. The Mishnah says that you're permitted to eat Kochi Kochi in such an area. So you have a Hamsa. The Kohanim should eat in the summer, but since it's not really the Azara, and that's going to happen from a pasuk as well. That's a special reason. But even though it's not really the Azara, but since the entrance is through the Azara, so it's a special pasuk that you're permitted to eat kachi kachi there. In the summer, you're permitted to sit there, because it doesn't really have to do with Azara. It has almost the entire bite. In the summer, they would recommend that the Kohanim should eat the kachi kachi over there and sit while they eat. So he doesn't have this line from. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's line from. It's him and Aleph, and ask them their right. They didn't have that age. Yeah. Right. The Tesis also doesn't have this age. The Tesis didn't think of that age. The Tesis has 2 days, whether they stand or they stood. Either they stand, that when do you say you're not permitted to sit in the Azara, that's only for your own purposes. But if you're sitting for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Tzisar Kotshe Kotshim, then it's permissible to sit. That's a tzorach akrovas akarbonas. It's mutzah. And the other day there's not, but they stood. But they ate, it's not meat. It's not healthy. So it's not healthy. What can you do? We do things that are not healthy. So these are some of the differences between kachi kachim and kachim kalim. One is that kachi kachim had a limited makom hakrovas. All of the avodas had to be done with tzofon. And they're writing inside of the azor. Then Gemara has a makloshi katanayim. Exactly what is tzofon? Al Yerah HaNezeach Tzafono, the Chumash has a lot of times. Al Yerah Let's say the Nezeach is over here. Where exactly is the Nezeach? The Gemara has different sheets of Tachanan. One time at home, that it was right in front, that it was symmetrical. The other time at home, it was further over. Different opinions of where was the Nezeach. When the Chumash says, Tachon, that there's a Shaila, Al Yara HaMezeach Tachon, does that mean that you divide the Azorah in here? And everything over here is called Tachon? The whole Tachon is Tachon? And you say, no, Al Yara HaMezeach Tachon. Al Yara HaMezeach means only which area? This is where the Hecham is. This is where the Kedah Kapadashim is. This is where the Zeyah. This is Tzafon, this is Tzafon. That's both. Tzafon means that it's more Kodesh, Kodesh and Tzafon. But the din is that by kachi kachin, because it's normal kurdish, it has a limited mokum where you have to do the avoid. It's not by yeham zefakoina. Has a limited man achila, only yom alay lakas, but has a limited mokum achila, only the azara. Maybe the lishkin sabrit, bachal of silk of akkadish, also the lishkin says that he's permitted to eat. It has a limited oakman. You have limited people who can eat it. Only zechir kuna permitted to eat. Shiorei menachis and permitted to eat bisar hachatos and bisar ha'oshem. Bisar ha'oilah nobody eats. You burn it on the mizbeach. Or the chatos and the yoshem are eaten by the zechir kuna. Then you have other dinim. Because kachay kachim have a higher level of kedusha than kachim kalim, and everything is more limited and more restricted, the mokum achil and the oakman and the zman achil and the mokum avoid and so on. So that's why the Gemara says that there's only ne'ilo and kachay kachim. In Kachin Kalim there's no Neilo. The Kachin says Nefesh Kisim Amahal. How does it say? Yukachi Hashem. So the Mishnah is Medayik only Kachi Hashem, Kachim Ham Yuchadim Hashem. Yot the Kachin Kalim Shem Behem Neilo. But in Kachin Kalim there's no Din of Neilo. There's a Machlekes, we've shown him exactly what that means. There's no Din Neilo. The Mishnah says regarding Kachin Kalim that Kachin Kalim Alo Nehenim Velo Moalim. There is an Eser. You're not permitted to be nehenim from the Kachin Kalim. But if you went ahead and you were nehenim, and there's no penalty of me'ilah. Usually if somebody is nana from Hegdish, there's a penalty of me'ilah. Namely, that you have to give care of the you have to bring Hashem me'ilah. So if somebody is nana from Kachim Kalim, he doesn't have to give care of the and he doesn't have to bring the carbon Hashem me'ilah. So what about the Yisra me'ilah? Is the Yisra me'ilah an Yisra deraita? Or is the Yisra only an Yisra derabonah? And you say, loy nehenim, loy ma'ilim, usually in Shas, loy nehenim, loy nehenim, is derabonah. The Lord Marlin made the right that there's no punishment, that there's no penalty of Kerem Achayim Shriyosh. But here the Gadi Kachim Kalim is a big machlekes from the Shana, where maybe the Lord Nanim should constitute an Ether Deraita. That's the thing, it comes up in Kiddushin. The Rajva later on says that the Lord Nanim is only the Rabbanim. The Rajva in Kiddushin and many Rishayna and other places say that the Lord Nanim is only the Rabbanim. Same thing, let's say, there's only even the Karka. There's only the Din of Mila on the Talpun, and there's only even the Karka. Does that mean as the Rajva tactics later, there's no Yisra Me'ilah at all on Karka? I mean, I've heard it's permissible to be Nenim and Ahegdish, is it Karka? A wild sheep. Or does it mean, no, that it's only this might give on Karka, Ahegdish, is only this might from the penalty, that you don't have to give Kerem Ahegdish and Oshom. But the Yisra Me'ilah is certainly an Yisra Deraita. That's Rav Chaim Moshe timing. Chaim Moshe has an Achayez, and he holds like that. Rav Chaim, they quote, Rav Chaim is the Yashmur. Rav Chaim holds like that, right, and the Gemara, but the other Rishayim are right. That Le'inanim by Kachin Kalim, or Le'inanim by Karkois, is an Ita Lenanim and Atheret. That Karka and Kachin Kalim were only Nismayit from the penalty of Ne'ilah from the Chomish and Osham. Karen and Chomish and Osham, but he weren't Nismayit from the Ita Ne'ilah. All the other Nismayit that speak about Lenanim and Lenanim speak about cases where it's not really coded. The thing is not really Kodesh and Atheret. But there you say Lenanim and Midarabonim. There is an Ita Ne'ilah, there's an Ita Ne'ilah and Midarabonim. But Lenanim because it's not really Hegdish and Atheret. But by Kachin Kalim and perhaps as well by Karka, I should say that it's a Leinanim in Atar. Where is that? That's a Nim Dalan. There's a bit of Nunhei. On Dach Nunhei, there's a bit of Gemara that speaks about Nun Bava Medalogy, the Machlokes Rashi thesis about this Nigalasi, the Nichol that we discussed the other day. And Nunhei on Medalogy is a major thesis that discusses the two Dinim of Me'ilo. I mentioned you can learn Me'ilo until you get the Dach Nunhei, you don't know that. That takes a very big study. It's an almost system. The place that appears here on Daf Nun Hei and Aleph introduction is here in the Yiva that appears on Daf Yisra. So on that Daf, the Rajbo discusses also what's the halach of Leinenim by Kachin Kalim and by Karka. The Rajbo holds that the whole Yisra is only with the Rabbanim. And others disagree, other Rishonim disagree. Chaim or Chaim is a hell like the others, but it's really an Yisra Deraita. Why are Kachin Kalim and Kachin Hashem? Karen is a question whether you pay. You wouldn't pay Karen Mitan Din Meila. Maybe you should pay Karen Mitan Mazik Hegdish. I ate up their food, so I should replace it. But that's a different shot in Bava Kama. What talk is the din of Adam HaMazik LaHegdish? What if someone is Mazik Hegdish? Yeah. What if someone is Mazik Hegdish? Someone is Mazik Hegdish. that there's no din of mayal behedish. Would there be a din of adam amazik? So min ha-tayr, certainly not. And the shayla, the din is that we have a pasuk that adam amazik behedish is pasuk. The shayla is maybe mid rabbanon yechayim. So this is another kind of talks about that. And avoch, what's halach of adam amazik behedish? Shoshal hegdish, shehidik, shoshal hegdish, mishnah says it's pasuk. What about shoshal hegdish, shehidik, shoshal hegdish? That's pasuk min ha-tayr, is it chayim mid rabbanon? So this is this thing. What does the Gemara mean by the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean by this Yalpusa? Because she Hashem, the din of Meil only applies to Kachi Hashem, Kachi Hami Yehudim Hashem, just to Kachi Kalim, that there is no Meila. Why are Kachi Kachi called Kachi Hami Yehudim Hashem? If you have a carbon oil, so the whole thing goes to Hashem. Nobody eats anything. But if you have a Chatos, or you have an Hashem, or you have a Mincha, which are Kachi Kachi, so the different Kahuna do eat. The Shiori Hamincha, the Yitzhak Sal HaKatos and Sal HaShem. But that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, right, that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, whether Kachin Kalim is Mam and Bailam or not. Kachin is also a Machlekes HaTanayim later, at the end of the second paragraph. Kachin is also a Machlekes, whether it's Mam and Bailam or not. But we're asking that Kachin are for sure not Mam and Bailam. That if a man is in Kaddish, let's get claimed, if he's Kaddish the Chelkor, the Kohen got a Chelik of the Chathos of the Yoshim of the Shiori Menachos. And then it's Makadosh and Isha with it, so we pass on that the Kedushin are not good against the mayor. The mayor holds that it's even good by Kachi Kachin. So we pass him that, is it the mayor? We got a Makhloj Tatan in the second pair, the end of the second pair of Kedushin. So we pass him that, a Makadosh Bechelko is no good. That's the Mishnah, Nun Beit Nun Beit. A Makadosh Bechelko ain't a Makudeshet. Who is the one who disagrees? What you didn't disagree? Tanya, Rabbi Yudah and Mikudesh. Rabbi Yudah says that it is good for you. And the other Tanayim say that it's Ainu Mikudesh. You might tell the story that when Rabbi Meir passed away, the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir wanted to come learn by Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yudah made an announcement, he doesn't allow any Talmidim of Rabbi Meir to enter his shiur and they should come to run him home. The troublemakers, well, I'm a terror hang boy, and I'm a capchain about a lot of hang boy. They're coming just to annoy me. So the time says to me, I'm in a Russian horror. You see, the Russian horror is rooted whenever this hell is like, well, they didn't want to be annoyed in the middle of this year. They didn't want them to spare all the learning world of our meeting. So he said Russian horror against him. He said that all those guys are run by a beauty, those run by a mayor, a troublemaker, so don't let them into the sheep. He says, you know, that it's more to the top Lashon HaHazah, another 1,000 months. It's more to the top Lashon HaHazah, whenever it's the top Lashon HaHazah. Whenever it's not the top Lashon HaHazah, then there's no Lashon HaHazah. So the Gemara says over here, the Pharisees, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says that even Kachi Kachin is non-violent. That sheep that we don't accept. We pass from the Kachi Kachin for sure is not non-violent. And Kachin Kalim is the Machlekes of Yitzhak Lili and HaChamim. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili's opinion is that Kachin Kalim is Mammon Bailam. The rabbis call some Kam Shem, Mammon Adib Rabbi Yosef Lili. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef Lili. How do we pass in that Machlokes? Whether Kachin Kalim is Mammon Bailam or not? So there is Tzivus in the Rambam. It's very Tafashim, has a list of Tzivus in the Rambam. And five Rambam say like Rabbi Yosef Lili. The five Rambam say against Rabbi Yosef Lili. This is a learning term, you haven't it? You haven't even noticed that. See that we stay in the Shiran, it's the Teret on the Rambam. Beautiful text, huh? But the Ksait has a list of Sirah. There are five Rambams for and five Rambams against. That's Sirah in the Rambam. The Ephraim has various Mahalkam in the Rambam. Some have good, some have strong. There's a Mahalkam in the Rambam. What does it mean? So what does it mean in the post of Kachi Hashem, Kachim Han Yechadim Hashem? If you say that Kachim Kalim is Mamun Gavoya, Kachi Kachim is Mamun Gavoya, Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bailin, but then we understand what the Gemara means, but the Mishnah says in the Ilah that only Kachi Kachim is Kachi Hashem, Kachim Han Yechadim Hashem, that's Mamun Gavoya. But Kachim Kalim have no Me'ilah because they're not called Kachim Han Yechadim Hashem, it's Mamun Bailin, it's lost to the Yom. But if you should say that, if you all like Rabbi Yosef Lili, then we understand that in the Mishnah. What if you hold not like Rabbi Yosef Lili? What if you hold like the Chachamim? It's a question exactly how the Rambam passes. The problem, if the din should be against Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Afilu B'Kachin Kalim, it's also Mamun Gavoya. That's the pashtus is that we ought to pass like that because it's a Machlokes by Ma'aseh Sheni. Also on that studio, you'll do that later. What's the din of Ma'aseh Sheni? Whether Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya or Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya? Lachari, if he's speaking about three different kedushas, they go down the hadrona. Kotchim Kotchim is the highest, and Kotchim Kalim is lower. Masheni is lower than Kotchim Kalim, no? Masheni is lower than Kotchim Kalim. And if Masheni the Gemara Paskin, then it's Mamon Gavoya. So Shvi Akal Vachanda, that's Kotchim Kalim, Kotchim Kotchim are certainly Mamon Gavoya. Api Pashta should follow like that. That's the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam knew from Kotchim, from the fact that Masheni is Mamon Gavoya. The Rambam knew that you have to pass in that Kotchim Kalim is also Mamon Gavoya. But sometimes he does pass in like Rabbi Yitzchak. You have to figure out, so then again, to what does he pass in that Kotchim Kalim is Mamon Gavoya with the Kal Vachemeth Maita Sheni? Has to be Mamon Gavoya. If Maita Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So anything above it is certainly Mamon Gavoya. And then on the other hand, he does pass in partially like Rabbi Yitzchak. You have to figure out a Mahalach, when yes and when no. So the question is, if you hold that everything is Mamon Gavoya, Kotchim Kalim, maybe even Maita Sheni, that's how we pass in. So what is the Dishan Din in the Ila? There's no Din in the Ila, the Kotchim Kalim, because it's not Kotchim Hashem, Kotchim Han Yuchadim Hashem. Why is it not Yuchadim Hashem? It's also Mamon Gavoya. It's the same Mamon Gavoya, Kotchim Kalim. So the answer is, it means something else. It means a different thing. Kotchim Kalim is Nechal to the Bailim. The Bailim means Kotchim Kalim is not Nechal, period. It's not Nechal. Take, for example, Oilo. Oilo is Kulakol. Aye, but that's an exception to the rule. Let me take for example. So you have Chatos and Oshom and Shiori Menachos that are Nechal. So it's not Nechal. So the Gemara says, no, the fact that it's Nechal by the Zichar Kuna is a different din. Why do you need Zichar Kuna? Why can't the Kohanis eat it? So the answer is because Kohanim Eichlim Ubailim is Kafir. The Gemara says the Achilas HaKohanim is not like the Achilas HaBailim, that they are allowed to eat the Korban by the Shlomim, by the Tegel, by the Tetzah. It's mitzvah. Here, Kohanim Eichlim Ubailim is Kafir. The Achilas Kohanim is like an Avodah. So just like you need Zichri Kohanim to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Avodah has to be done in the Azor, so too the Avodah B'Achilas HaKorbanot must also be done in the Avodah. And by doing this Avodah, Kohanim Eichlim Ubailim is Kafir. The Ubailim get the Kaporah by the Gemara Avodah. In fact, there's one opinion in the Rashba, in the Yivam Zasari, where the Rashba has a Girsa in the Gemara. There's two Girsas had in the Gemara. So one Girsa that the Rishonim had is that this is Ma'akeh. If you bring a Korban Chatos, and the Kohanim don't eat the Basar, they just leave it there. They don't bother to eat the Basar, then you don't get a Kaporah. You have to bring another Chatos all over again. You're not Yaitzeh. The other Girsa holds that it's not true, that the only Avodah is Ma'akeh, not the Avodah is Sadan. There's only valid Avodah Sadan, that's true to Kabbalah, Halacha, and Greek. And after the Greek Sadan is finished, even the Haftarah Sein Gurim is not Miyakeh. The Haftarah Sein Gurim is not Miyakeh. How can anybody say that Achilas HaKohanim is Miyakeh? So this Kohanim is what it's considered as if it were Haftarah Sein Gurim. Some of the carbon you burn on the Mizbeach, namely the Engurim, and some of the carbon is eaten by the Kohanim, and that's also like a Haftarah Sein Gurim. But if the Haftarah Sein Gurim is not Miyakeh, how can you say the Achilas HaKohanim is Miyakeh? And the Rashba has a Giris in the Gemara that other Rishonim has no, that the Gemara says, this Giris that everybody has, Kohanim Eichlim, Ubailim is Kaprim. So the Rashba has a Giris that takes that seriously. And the other Giris that has in the Gemara that if the Kohanim don't eat the Chela Kanechal, then the Ubailim don't get a Kapar.
This would have been with all the halachas of the Avoda, like a Balmum couldn't do it, and
that we have in Chumash, that the Balmum is permitted to eat kosher, even though he's possible for the Avoda of Avoda Saddam, but for this Avoda he's kosher. For Achilas kosher, kosher, he's kosher, he made it.
He wouldn't have to be wearing the gun.
Does not have to wear big kuna, right? Does not have to wear. But still, it must can only be Zichre Kuna, because it's an Avoda. It must be done in the Azara, because it's an Avoda. In fact, the Rambam makes the distinction between Achilas Kotchim Kotchim and Achilas Kotchim Kalim. This Gerav has a whole arichas on this, and a Sefer HaChumash, and a Shurim on the Gemara, that Achilas Kotchim Kotchim, the Rambam list, is one of the mitzvahs in the Tayrag mitzvahs, that the Kohanim should eat whatever is supposed to be eaten by the Kotchim Kotchim. And Kotchim Kalim, because it's not a mitzvah at all, it's Mutav Achilas, it's in the Bible. It's an issue to leave it all, it's an issue not to leave over Noisa. There's a theorem in our brain, an Avera to leave over Noisa. But when you eat it, you're not fulfilling any Kima mitzvah, and the Kohanim eat. So they say a bracha shahakol niyib dvoroin, and they say a bracha shekidushan vidushas shalal mitzivanu al achilas ha-chatas, or whatever, no, 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 no. And when the Bailim eat, they just say shahakol and they eat their shlomim. They don't eat al achilas, except the carbon pester, that's a mitzvah. Everybody has to eat it kazai. So in shlomim, or in a toido, or in any other kachim kalim, how many other kachim kalim on it? That's about all it is. Shlomim and a toido, and a kor, that's what I call. Who eats the car? The car eats the car. Maitre, yeah, maitre. The Rambam writes basically, the Rambam writes in the Havdamah to Kodshim in the Pirush HaMishnah, that basically there's only one Kodshim Kalim, Shlomim. Because everything is a form of Shlomim, all the branches of Shlomim. Kodshim Kodshim, they have different dinim. Basically, Kodshim Kalim, there's only one Kodshim. The question is, what prompted him to say that? What does he need that for? What is Kashim to Harifim by that? What does he say that in the Gemara? But that's what he writes. Because in Kodshim Kalim, basically, there's only one, the Shlomim. In Kodshim Kodshim, there are Chiluk HaShem, it's real Chiluk HaShem. So the Rambam only counts as a mitzvah achilas kodshim kodshim by Yidei Kohanim. Achilas kodshim kalmi holds only achilas kodshim pesach, he counts as a mitzvah. Achilas shah kodshim kalmi holds it's just an Easter, and if you don't eat it and you leave it overnight, you'll violate the Easter of like the Sirut. But there's no kima mitzvah to achilasa.
Isn't there a bracha for achilas hadidah also?
Achilas?
Hadidah.
Don't
know. Yeah.
In that Mishnah, there's a machleket. There's a shayla showing what bracha it's talking about. Some shayla say it goes on the bracha that the kohanim, but the tefillah says it goes on the bracha that the kohanim recite when they're doing the avodah. The kohen says the bracha on the zrikas adam because it's more talking about the zrikas adam. But some shayla say based on that tefillah that it's the machleket goes on the bracha that the kohanim recite b'shas when they do the avodah. The Rashbam on the daf, the Tosfos on the daf don't learn like that. They say it goes on the bracha that the bialim recite when they eat it. Yeah, but their taket is a mitzvah. Chagigas Avosar is a mitzvah to eat. Either a mitzvah in Atar or a mitzvah in the Rabbanim. Just like it's a mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach. So Chagigas Avosar is also a mitzvah. But the Shabbos, let's say, other Kodshim Kalim, outside of Chagigas Avosar. That's the Rambam sheet is that there's no mitzvah. Rashi disagrees. Rashi himself disagrees. Rashi writes that you have the mitzvah of Yachlo Osma Shekupa Bahem. Where's that in the Shabbos? The Oklo Osma Shakupalam, that's the prophet by the Korbanos that were offered by Aaron Bummer. And Shiva Timi Amin. No, we have it already. Since Rashi and Zvokin, Rashi himself, I think that's Mumbai, quotes that prophet by the Oklo Osma Shakupalam, that there is a mitzvah. But this quote quotes that Rashi is Mechulat with the Raman, whether there's a mitzvah in Achidos Kachim Kalim. Other Akronim have it before the discourse, whether there's a mitzvah in Achidos Kachim Kalim or not. The Yavki look is in it between Kodshi Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. Kodshi Kodshim, we say that it's only Nechal by the Kohanim, in the Yazor, it's Zichli Kulim, because it's an Avodah. Kohanim, Echel, and Abayim, it's Kaplan. That's why the Gemara calls it Kodshi Hashem, Kodshim Ham Yuchadim Lashem. That basically all Kodshi Kodshim are Lagavoya. Basically everything is Kula Kolo. In the Oila, it's Mamish Kula Kolo. In the Chatos, in the Asham, and in the Kishke Atzer, it's also Kodshi Kodshim. And in the Menachos, and it's Nechal to the Zikr, Kud, and the Azorah, it's also not called Nechal. It's called the Haktorah. It's called an Avodah. Achilas Kohanim is what we call Meshulchan Gavoya Kozocha. What does that mean? Aside from the fact that it's Mama Gavoya. It could be that Kodshim Kalim is also Mama Gavoya. Trying to have a comment about Yisag Lili. And if you hold that Maizasheni is Mama Gavoya, so you have to hold that Kodshim Kalim is Mama Gavoya. It's called the Chaymer. It's more Chaymer than the Maizasheni. So the key word over here is not Kach Hashem, Kach Mam Yechadim Hashem means that that's Mam Gavari and that's Mam Hedya. Not necessarily, that's what the Yitzhaglili will say. But the Chachamim will say differently, that the Kach Hashem, all of them are really Kula Kolo. I have no Heter Achil on the Hedya. It's not true. That's only by Oila, it's Kula Kolo, or by Minchas Koyen is Kula Kolo, Minchas Koyen is Netrefer. There's no din, there's any Knesset, you don't do Knesset in any Tishyar or Shirayim. A coin brings the carbon in, but the Chumash says the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Kula Kol. But even the Korbanos that are not Kula Kol are also called Kula Kol. It's also called Kachim Am Yechadim Hashem. The Kohanim eat the Torah as Avodah. That's why it has to be Zichar Kuna, that's why Dafkin Yazor, even though they don't eat Big Dekuna, and the Balimun, and they do it, like you point out, but still the Gemara says Kanemach, when the Balim is Kaprim, that the Achilas HaKohanim is not the same type of Achilah, as Achilas Abaylan on the Kodshim Kalim. Achilas Abaylan on the Rambam Hall is the Heter. And Achilas Kohanim, the Kodshim Kodshim, is a mitzvah. And according to one Gerus in the Gemara in Zvot, in Ramaz Av Tzadik, it's Ma'akev in the Kapora. There is a din of Chumash of Malicha. Whenever you bring a problem, you have to do Malicha. The Pashkut says that the mitzvah of Malicha is only on what your marker is on the Mizbeah. So you're not makir on the mizbeach, doesn't need malicha. Let's say if you don't want to. Let's say you have a korban pesach, and the korban pesach has to be broiled, liyeh. So let's say the chelik the chelak hamitzvah, the chelak that you mach it on in the bed, you have to salt. You have to salt the mincha also. The mincha has to be salted and the korbanot has to be salted. The salting of the korbanot has nothing to do with taking out the dam. That's the difference. You don't have to take out the dam from the korbanot. The dam from the korbanot is korban in the bed. There's no aveir. You salt the korbanot. You don't salt it first and then wash it off. After taking out the dam and then put it on the bed without the dam. You put it on the bed and then you salt it. Everything is burnt out of the bed. And the din applies, the chumash says before, the ikka din of malicha applies to mincha. But there is no blood, there's no dam in the mincha. The mincha, and it's more chomer, the Rama Shiva says that malicha by mincha is more chomer than malicha by korban. The Rama counts malicha by korban, by, the Rama writes in the state on this, that malicha by all the other korban is a prat and prati on this. The Rama counts the mitzvah of the hakru is korban oilo kinishpata. The mitzvah of the hakru is korban shlomen kinishpata. The mitzvah of the hakru is korban chatas kinishpata. And the chelik of that mitzvah, is also a chelik of the mitzvah to be malay at the korbanis. But by a korban mincha, the Rambam says a mitzvah that in Akhu is mincha to mishpata, and it's a mitzvah to be malay at the korban mincha. The Rambam holds that malicha by mincha is not just a prat and prati on mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah. That's what the Brit Gerot points out. But the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah has this discrepancy. So very strange. In one place he doesn't explain it clearly, but that's what it comes out of the Yerushim Mitzvah about that. In one place he says he's not going to count malicha as a separate mitzvah, it's just a proper prophet on this. You don't count all the prophets. That's saying carbonite. You don't count shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zika, hefshit, intuah, chatzoreh. You don't count everything as a separate mitzvah. You count. Nahakur v'ayla, kumishpata, and all the six things that we just mentioned are chelke amitzvah. So the Rambam writes to Adonai, malicha. He's not going to count malicha as a separate mitzvah. Malicha is one of the prophets and prophets on this. Then the Rambam, that's what he writes in the Shoroshim, in the 14th Shoroshim. In the Shorish, when he writes that you don't count the pratim, so he gives malicha as an example that is not going to count. Then in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he goes ahead and says it's a mitzvah to be malach all the menachos, and he counts it as a separate mitzvah. I just said in the Shorish he's not going to count it. So as Avraham points out, the Shurim HaMenachos, that the Rambam obviously distinguishes between malichas menachos as opposed to malichas korbanos. Malichas korbanos he holds as a prat and prat and mitzvah. So malichas korbanos, the Rambam holds not a prat, that's a separate mitzvah. What's an afkamina medina? Why did he check the fundatka over here and not over there? Why is malicha by menachas more important? The Rabbah points out the Rambam seems to distinguish. The Rambam holds that malicha by all the other korbanos is not me'akib the yezer. If you mock the korbanos under the bed and you didn't put the melach, that's not me'akib. You get to the mitzvah haktorah to the yezer. Even if you wouldn't have done the haktorah, it wouldn't have been me'akib the yezer. The haktorah is not me'akib. The only things that are me'akib in the kapara are the dalar avodah sadam, the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. You have to do it, zrika. The haktorah is not me'akib. Still, the question is, will you yoyt to the mitzvah haktorah or not? If you didn't do malicha. So the Rambam says, yes, you will yoyt to the mitzvah haktorah without malicha. Loi malach is kosher. But by mincha, the Rambam passes that malicha is me'akib. So that's why the Bishra says, that's why apparently the Rambam holds it. But malicha by the other korbanos is just a prat and prati on mitzvah. And it's a prat that's not me'akib the yevit. Like haktorah is not counted as a separate mitzvah. It's not me'akib the yevit. So malicha is also not me'akib in the haktorah. But malicha by mincha, you hold it more kosher. The Rambam holds it more kosher. But there it is, the Akkad. For some reason or another, he holds that that's why you should count Malicha. Still doesn't explain. Still doesn't explain why it should be so. He just points out that Rama holds Malacha that there's a difference. That one is Miyakkad, one is not. So it's not therefore we understand why, it's just therefore we see that they're different. So we see that the Rama holds that they're different. We still don't understand what the relationship is. The problem. So the question is, what would this mean to Malicha? Malicha is only on the Chela Kanik, Sir Agabi Hanisea. What about the Korban Pesach? When I eat the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah has to salt it. Doesn't say you have to salt it. If you want to salt it, salt it. You don't want to salt it, don't salt it. The Rambam Shita is that on Pesach night you have to dip everything into Chalayit. Not just the mor, you have to dip in the matzah, you have to dip in the karpas into Chalayit. But the Korban Pesach not. You want to have tam Pesach the feet. You don't want to have. You don't want to dip the Korban Pesach into Chalayit. And some of the Rambam would say that you shouldn't salt the Korban Pesach when you eat it. You shouldn't put mustard on, you shouldn't put ketchup on, you should eat the Korban Pesach with nothing added on. Just like he holds that you're not supposed to dip, even though it's one of the mitzvahs achilas halayla, and all the other mitzvahs achilas halayla, the matzah, with the moror, with the karpas, also the Rambam holds the mitzvahs achilas halayla. You have to dip into chalaytus, the Korban Pesach now. And some of the Rambam would say that the dafki you shouldn't salt the Korban Pesach. So there's one opinion in Rishonim, but that only applies what we just said, that only the chelik ha-nikter al ha-mizbeach has malicha. But the chelik ha-nechal does not have malicha, that's only by the chelik ha-nechal by kotshin kalim, so there's nechal abaylim. What about the chelik ha-nechal is zikr yitunah by kotshin kotshin? So that's considered kind of birth on the Bible, and it's covering, and since that he's got in the Azorah Bible, it's equivalent like an Avodah, so it's like a Torah, so that's called the Chelek HaNiktar. So the Chelek HaNiktar needs Melicha. Who says that? When you learn Yeridaya, you'll come closer. When you learn Kachin, you'll never find the Shin. When you learn Yeridaya, if you learn it well, so you will learn first Kulan, and then you will learn the Rajbor wrote a Sefer that's called Teres Abai. And the Ra'or, who also learned by the Ramban, wrote Heorish, a Sogis on the Rajbor, that's called Berek Abai. And then somebody wrote a Sefer that's called Mishmeres Abai to defend the Teres Abai from the Kashis of the Berek Abai. So the Ra'or in the Berek Abai writes this. And the whole Sefer is for Yeridaya purposes. Okay. So the Ra'or writes in the Berek HaBayis when he speaks about Melicha of salt and flesh to take out the dam. What's the relationship? There's no connection. If the Chumash says it's a din of Melicha even by Korban Mincha, and the Rambam says Ma'akid by Mincha, so obviously there's no connection at all between salting meat to take out the dam and salting the Korban. So no, there is a bit of a connection. Mar says in Menachah, it says how much salt do you have to put on the Korban on the Korban. As much salt as you put on a piece of meat to take out the blood. That's how much salt they have to put on. Just for the shear of the salt. You have to put on the same amount of salt on the carbonate as you put on the meat for the purpose of taking out the blood, even though the sake of putting the salt on the carbonate is not at all for the purpose of taking out the blood. You're not going to wash it off later on. You put the salt on the carbonate while it's sitting on the mizbeach, you put it on. Then you don't rinse it off. You don't rinse it off before, you don't rinse it off afterwards. You put salt on a mincha, it has nothing to do. There's no dam in the mincha. You're not going to get dam out of the water. There's no dam in the mincha. So it's not, even though the melicha by the kabbonis is not at all for the sake of taking out the dam, nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Menachah says, the same amount of salt you put on. Melicha l'gdeiro, that means melicha for the purpose of cooking the meat in a pot. So the purpose of the melicha to remove the dam is the shear for melicha l'karbonis. So that's why when they discuss this in the states of Torah Zabai, in the Berek Abai, they discuss a little bit the din of melicha for karbonis. So Derech Agav, there are all rights, we finish Nishmo. But not only is the Chelek HaNiktar in need of Melicha by Karbonis, the Chelek HaNechal by the Dichai Kuhuna, by Kotshi Kopshim, also needs Melicha by Karbonis. Because it's also like an Avodah. That's a form of Haktorah. It's being burnt up in the mouth and in the stomach of the Kohanim in the Azor. It's also a form of Sreifa. Like the Balamor has Azam Moshe. The Balamor says that you have to destroy chametz and er pesach as bitzus. If you eat it, the chametz and er pesach, you fulfill the mitzvah of as bitzus. And the Chazanish says, the Chazanish says, the Rabban and the Balamor agrees that you're not allowed to eat chametz and er pesach hefach hasoy to tov man. Er pesach hefach hasoy. Balamor says, when you eat the chametz and er pesach hefach hasoy, you're not violating an aveir. If you get hanor from chametz er pesach hefach hasoy, you toss him in a teir. You get hanor, toss him in a teir. But you can't say toss him in a teir. That's the best form of consuming the chametz, by eating it up. And the Rabbanan, he agrees that you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So the Balamor has to agree that the Rabbanan, that's what the Chazanish says. Others disagree. They say, no, the Balamor means even the Rabbanan is Mutan. They reinterpret that Mishnah. But the Pashup Shad is like the Chazanish says, that the Balamor means Menatera, Achilas Chomet is a form of Bir Chomet. So here also, this is what the Rishonim say, that the Kohanim Moichlim is a form of Haktorah, like Haktorah, Al Gabi HaMizbeach.
Isn't it logical getting enough from the age point
of bringing it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see that it's also Bahano.
Isn't that exactly similar to eating it? I don't know. You're getting a Hano while you're
Kasha against the Balamoy means. You see that getting consuming it in a form of getting Hanoah is not allowed. You're not allowed to get a Hanoah at the time that you consume it. It's not allowed. But Kasha against the Balamoy? Okay. Maybe the Gemara means Midirabon? Maybe. The Balamoy agrees that Midirabon, Pashab Shad like the Chazanish says, the Balamoy agrees that Midirabon is forbidden to eat it. Maybe that's Midirabon. Even though you're consuming it, you're forbidden Midirabon to get Hanoah from the Chomet as you consume it. Maybe. So this is another chiluk between the kachikachim and the kachimkalim. That the ra'or is machadish, that you need melicha, and the chiluk hanechal to the zichay kohune by the kachikachim, because achilas zichay kohune, it's considered like a achtor agar yam izbeh. Achilish nifka.
The sheer melicha is, you don't have all that much anyway.
I don't know. That's a very good question. What are you supposed to salt the carbonic with? Salt? What is salt with the sugar? The machlekes, right. Maybe that'll be the answer to your question. The Avnei Nezer was a Rebbe, the Chassidish Rebbe, in the city Sochatcha. So there was a Rav in the same town, who was the son-in-law of the Nesivis. So he used to quote things in the name of his father-in-law. His father-in-law had passed away already, so there's no way of checking. So he used to quote things in the name of the Nesivis. There's also a big Tanachom, the Sochat Shavar Rav. At the same time, he was an old man at the time the Sochat Shavar Rebbe was traveling Rabista in town. So Avnei Nezer quotes, he's the one who quotes that famous thing in the name of the Nesivis, that it says in the Yerodea that the Kohanim are not permitted to be Mitami, to Meisei Akum, even Bohel, not only the Bagam Masa, even Bohel, he quotes in the name of his father-in-law, that that only means not being Tami Bohel, if you stand on top of the mace. But Bohel Am Shocha is Mutta. If the mace on top of you, or you on top of the mace, that's not allowed. But if I'm over here, the mace Yachim over there, and there's a roof above both of us, so the Shocha Shavarov quotes in the name of his father-in-law, then it seems that that's allowed. That's me. And then he gives the reason why. Quotes that his father-in-law gave a reason. So the later Achim dispute the reason and say that that's the Nesivis for sure didn't say that. The reason that he gives is wrong. They say maybe the din is right, maybe he did say that, but the reason he didn't. And Yerodei it says not so. Yerodei says the favorite against this Nesivis. So they don't know. Maybe the son-in-law quoted the father-in-law right. They're not sure, but the reason that he quoted is certainly wrong. Then also the Avnei Nezer quotes, that's what he has. He has that in the, he wrote a Hesper for the Chiddush Arim. And the Chiddush Arim passed away, so he said a big Hesper. So he printed it, it's a little safer, 25 pages. After the hardcover stage, 25 pages, the whole Hesper. And at the end of the Hesper, he printed some Kedusha Torah, which is not enough to put out a paper. He made it 28 pages. Another 3 pages of Kedusha Torah. And the last page, and that's the Halacha, they quote this Kedusha in the name of the Nesivis of Solomon. That the Kohanim are forbidden to be Metamit and they say Akum Ba'ohel only means to be Mahil on the Mace, or to have the Mace Mahil on them. But Oel HaMshocha, as he calls it, is Mutzah. So the Avnei Nezer quotes also the name of this Sachat Shavarov, that he said in the name of his father-in-law, name of the Nesivis, that when the Torah says you have to salt the carbonate, it doesn't necessarily mean salt. You can put sugar on also. Because basically, salt and sugar is the same thing, they just have different flavors. That's what he says. Basically, salt and sugar is basically chemically the same thing, doctor. They just have different tastes. That's all. This tastes like this, and this tastes like that. They taste the same thing. Salt and sugar is the same. The Nezer doesn't think that it's true. He questions whether it's true. Quote the Nezer, he questions whether it's true. In Yerodea, the Pitzchuk has a discussion whether it has the same chemical properties for the purpose of removing blood. Let's say you don't have coarse salt to remove the blood. If you put on sugar on the meat, will that accomplish the same result whether to remove the blood or not? But that's the shiny, you have to test it out. You see? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Right? But even if it will take out the blood, that's not the purpose of salting the carbonus, or salting the carbon mincha, has nothing to do with that. Even if you should assume that you can salt with sugar for the purpose of taking out the blood, it doesn't follow at all that you can be used to it to test their eyes and release on the carbonus by putting on sugar. But if it's true, then that would be an answer to your question. How can you send the chelik on nechal that you have to salt it if the shear of salt is in a nechal mach on small side? It's going to be awful. It's going to taste awful. What do you mean? You have to put on a lot of sugar? Let's say you mark it, you have to put on salt and have it burn up in the bed with the salt. I think also you would have to eat it with the salt. If the right oil is right, then you have to have the leaf there. Yeah, then it's based on a Gemara. What the Ra'o says is not crazy. Basis is not a Gemara. Because the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk of Sora's Vash, but that'll slug up the Zayton. Based on the Pasuk of Sora's Vash, the Chumash says that you're not permitted to be Machmet as a Mincha. It's an Issa that I. The only Mincha that you're Machmet is to stay alive on Shavuot is Dabke Bava Chumash, a Mincha Tzibur. Mincha Tiochet, you never have any Chumash. The Sefer HaChinuch explains why. It's a whole fascinating idea. Why? What's the Chometz and why is Mincha Tzibur is Mutzah? All the Rosh Hashanah. And this big fashion. So the Gemara says in the Feresh, Lo siyavah chomei, kama, chelkom nesati osam isha shem, chodesh kodosh yimim. So the Gemara darshan is lo siyavah chomei, chelkom. Even the chelk hanechal is also osam lahachmet. That just like it's osam lahachmet, that's a chelk haniktar, it's osam lahachmet the komet, it's going to be korban in his beyach. So too, lo siyavah chomei, it's going to be chinito, and you mark to the kind of sabbat is bech. And then the shiori hamincho, and that helps the chikun and the azore, the kain permitted, he doesn't have to eat it in the raw state, he can cook it, he can fry it. Also has the same dinim as the chelak haniktar because it's kodesh kodashim, kodesh kodashim he, because the mincha is also kodesh kodashim. All menachas are kodesh kodashim because the mincha is kodesh kodashim. And the chelak hanechal by the kohanim is kind of mochel mabalim is kafin. It's like a haftorah on the mizbeach. So the meila, the rabbi says he eat melicha. Yeah, but if you say like that, then the isa dvash will also apply. The isa dvash will apply. So the chelak hanechal. So the dvash will cut out the possibility of sugar. Sugar comes from all this cold cream is because free. It'd be an Easter. Where do you get sugar from?
Sugar cane.
What if it comes? If it comes from a beet, then maybe mutter. If you get sugar from a beet, it will be mutter. If you get sugar from a sugar cane stomach, that's awesome. I think so. That's what he suggests. I think it has to be on. It has to be on when you mark it on the display. That's what he's asking.
No.
Really
you put the
melon
on
after. Put the melon on
it when
you're about to eat it. Come. What? Donut. The Gemara has a pasuk. Gemara Menachos has a pasuk that when they salted the korbanos, they were even permitted to salt the korbanos afilu b'shabbos. Kol korban minchas chol b'melach timloch. Since it's if it's a kevel lashon b'melach timloch. Let us say timloch. Let us say b'melach timloch. The Tanakh tells you timloch afilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos, when it constitutes an isim melacha, you're permitted to be mechal Shabbos for the purpose of melicha. Even though melicha is not miyakib b'yevet. One would have argued why should he be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for something that's not Me'akab B'riyev. So we learn that from the Pasuk that it's Zeich Hashem.
Just on
Lachmei Toida is not a korban. Toida is a korban, right? And Lachmei Toida is not. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that Melicha is Derech Shabbos. And Mishnah Melach was a famous kasha from the Mitzvah Me'esh. From the big Achayim. What do you mean it's Derech Shabbos? It's not a melacha. What's in the melacha involved in salting shalom? The Gemara says that if you moleach, if you salt leather. And you treat the leather chemically, and you change it into parchment, and it changes from plain old leather into parchment, so that's called malicha. But if you salt the food, there's no malicha there, right? So sometimes it's possible that Abana to salt food, but you know it's there, right? Gemara thought at one point that if you salt meat for the sake of preserving it, that it shouldn't get ruined, that would constitute ma'abed, and then Gemara says, no, ain't he good vaichlin. But there's no Yigud Baichlin, the Mishamah closes Kasha from Mutal Miyesh, so why do you need a pasuk to say it's Mutal B'Shabbat? It's Bechlal Mamalot. He points out that the Rishonim has this Kasha, and give different Teyutim on this Kasha. Some Rishonim say that you don't eat the Korbanot Bechlal, so it's not called Baichlin. Ein Malicha Baichlin doesn't mean food that is edible. It means food that you're going to eat, but if you're going to burn it on the Mizbeach, then it is called eating. Yeshiv is the Korbanot, so it's not Mechal. And others say that that sometimes they used to do the malicha with the leather on, so the malicha would affect the leather to convert it into parchment. Right? So it depends, but sometimes there was. When do you do Hefshid Bini Tur? You do Hefshid Bini Tur on the... Yeah, what about the skin on the head? Was burnt or not burnt? You give the head a pincer, doesn't it? Muslim now give the head a pincer. Sometimes the skin was burnt. It says that some Rishonim say, the Rishonim answers this, some Rishonim say that the territory goes on those cases when they used to salt it with the... most of the time they didn't salt it with the skin. Salting the flesh itself of the chaylev itself is no evil. Even if it is trace, even if the chaylev is trace, and the whole bottom is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. But sometimes they used to salt it with the skin, and then despite the fact that they were violating the Yisir Ibud Ba'or, it was mutter because it was done for the sake of the korbanos.
And that's considered
Yeah, sure. And according to one Tana, according to the Tana holding Tzuch Leguf as the Rabban, you wouldn't need a pasuk. You buy the shvem. A big cash. A big cash. The Torah has a din in this respect also of Malika Ba'ofos. The Mishnah points out in Chulin that the way the Kohanim do Malika in the Beis HaMikdash, the Etzba, the Tziporin, they use the fingernail to cut the neck, the Simanim on the neck, would be possible if they would do that by Chulin, because Shechitas Chulin must be done B'Tolosh. They may not do Shechitas Chulin B'Mechubah. Not only B'Mechubah L'Kak, they may not do it B'Mechubah L'Adam either. We discussed Rabbi Kevega's kasha, what if he shecht the tzipon shalbaim, is it the right of the rabbi? But if he shecht the tzipon hamchubah lo adam, everybody agrees that that's a psul de right. So the Mishnah says that a kasha b'malika is possible to shechita. A kasha b'shechita is possible to malika. How are you supposed to do shechita as korban? How are you supposed to do shechita b'chul and with a knife? What if you do malika b'ofus with a knife? So it'll be possible. It must be done dafke the gufa shal koyin. The koyin must do the malika dafke with his fingernail. If he does it with a knife, there won't be any good. I said the question as to how are the Kohanim permitted to eat, let's say, the Chatas Ha'Of, the older Ha'Of is Kuvah Kovah. The Chatas Ha'Of is Nechal Badez Yechaykun, and how are they permitted to eat the Bistar Ha'Of? I said the Hanavela. See, if you hold an Ein Shechita Loif Min HaTorah, there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, and a Machlekes HaMaroim, and a Machlekes HaRishonim had a Paskin. The Rosh, at the end of Yuma, of all places, looks to Machlekes HaRishonim had a Paskin. Where the Shechitas Ofos is the rice of the Rabbanah. See, if you hold any Shechita life in our Torah, but as long as you have any Nechira Siman in Minat Sabah, as long as you shoot the animal like this, everybody agrees that it's an Isin Avela, even on Ofos. Machlokas says, what if you did a Nechira Siman in Minat Sabah, but not in accordance with the Hilcha Shechita? So that's a Machlokas Tanoim, and a Machlokas Amoroim, and a Machlokas Rishon Matapask, and what do you say, Yesh Shechita life in our Torah, or any Shechita life in our Torah? See, if you hold any Shechita life in our Torah, so Nechira, so the Malika that they do with the Chatzotoy, so just as good as any other Nechira Siman Ben Aftar. So it's good enough there. And these are the Rabbanim, they never instituted without the Korbanis, without the Chatzotoy. But if you hold any Kedin there, I say Shechita lo opos, you need not only Shechita Ben Aftar or the Sakin, with all the Chamishul HaShechita, not only do you require this by Behemoth, you require it by Eifis as well, to Machlekes Tanoim, and Machlekes Rishonim had a Paskin, Rabbi Rishon and Pasuk do the Shechita Lof in Avar, except in the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Rosh. At the end of Yume, he holds that Shechita Lof is on the Rabbah.
What is on with Malika?
Malika is Mechuber. No, he's doing Malika the Mechuber. The Tzipor and Hakoyin, and the Mishnah says that that's no good Bechulin. You have to adopt it the Sakin. So it's no good Bechulin. So how do we allow the Kohanim to eat it? It's an Avelim in Atar. So how can we allow them to eat it? The Gemara says that's a great Hakoti that they're allowed to eat. Says Mechulin that they eat it. What do you mean they eat it? It means that they were allowed to eat nevelas. No, they're not allowed to eat nevelas. It's an Eastern nevelas. We mean, the Gemara says that Melikos is the Mishchitosa, that the Melik is not given midday nevelas. It's not mitami mishum nevelas, and it doesn't have an Eastern achim mitam nevelas. The Melika by Korbanis is called the Mishchitosa. If you'll do that stunt, you'll do Melika, the Chulin, there'll be mamish and nevelas. We'll have an Eastern nevelas, we'll have a Tumas nevelas. We'll have Nivlosayf Tohars, mitami abeisaklia, when you swallow it. But if you do adopt the Chatzos Ha'Ayif, then it's neither Metame, nor is there an Eastern event. So the Gemara has a whole discussion of the following Shaila. How do you do Shechita Ba'ofos? Then Shechita Ba'ofos only need one thing. Either you shech the Kona or you shech the Veshit. Shechita by Behemoth, you need two Simon. Rov, Shnei Simon. You need the Kona and the Veshit. And by Ofos, it's enough if you do one. What's the din by Chatzos Ha'Ayif and by Yolos Ha'Ayif? So by Chafas Ov, you only do one. It says Velo Yalgin. You only shef one of the two. And by Yoyles Ov, you have to shef both. You have to do the Malika on both. You have to do a Havdola. Havdola means that you cut both things that hold the neck, top of the neck with the bottom of the neck, is held together with the two pipes in the middle. It puts itself together with the skin also, but that doesn't count for them. So you can think of holding together the head. What holds your head to the rest of your body? So the Gemara says the Kona and the Veshet hold it together. So if you shech the Kona and the Veshet in the oath, that's called Havdola. That's the Yoyles Ov. And the Chafas Ov says, Velo Yavdol Salah. Below Yavdol, you're not allowed to shech both. You have to daf to shech one. What about Ba'olos Oif, that you have to shech both the Kona and the Veshet like they Malika? You say that here, the Hilcha Shechita changed, just like the whole Hilcha Shechita changed when I say when he causes Zui Shechitotso. So here I say, you need two Simon and Behov, Chiddush. Just like the whole thing is Kula Chiddush, that when he causes Zui Shechitotso. So Ba'olos Oif, you need two Simon for the Hilcha Shechita aspect. But he say, no, you only need one Simon for the Hilcha Shechita. And the other simon is for the purpose of mitzvah havdola b'yam. My nafkimina to medreta hin to medreta her. Nafkimina is. Some of it wouldn't be good because you didn't finish the mitzvah havdola. Will it be in a day? Maybe. Gemara has a nafkimina for shiur. What if you do a shiur between the first simon and the second simon? If you're shechting an animal with a knife in New Jersey, and you shech one simon, and then you learn through our Gemara, and then you shech the other simon. The animal's still alive, shech the other simon. So that's no good, that's shehiyim. If you pause in between the one simon and the second simon, that's one of the chamish hilcha shechita, one of the five dinim hashechita that makes it neveh. She is the first of the month. But what if you shech an olasa ol that needs havdola? Havdola means you have to shech both the kohen and the veishit with the malika, with the tzipora and ha-ezba. And the Kohen does Malika on one simon, and then he pauses for 10 minutes, and then he does Malika on the second simon. Does the mitzvah havdola imply that here the Hilcha Shechita require both simonim? This is Malikas and Zoi Shechitasoi, and this Malika by Yoyles Soif needs two simonim. There are two differences between Malika Soif and Shechitas chickens in New York. Shechitas chickens in New York has to be done with a knife and not with a fingernail, and all you need is one simon, you don't need two simonim. And Malika, Sarah Lasoif, and the Beis HaMikdash has to be done dafke with a fingernail, not with a knife. And you need dafke two simonim. So if that's the birth that you need two simonim from Malikos to Zulish Chitasa by the other Sarah, then you have to be careful not to do a Shehi in between. Or should I say no, that there's only one Shino in Hilcha Shechita, that Malikos to Zulish Chitasa, so Malika bit Tziporin, rather than a Shechita with a knife. But the two simonim, that's Mitzvah Havdola B'Yalma, and therefore Shehi will not bother me. But that's the Machlekes HaTanayim, and Chulif. There's a whole sefer that's known for that. The sefer in the Ois Yankee by the brother of the Dvar Avram. It's the sefer on Masechet Kulam. He's known for this piece. He has a few pieces that keep on talking about the same topic. What's the halacha? He explains all the Gemara and all the sheets of Rishon. What's the halacha? That's the only thing he ever quoted him for. What's the halacha of Malika Boyle says that you need Havdala? What's the gerah din of Havdala? Is it Mrs. Havdala B'Yalma, as the Gemara calls it? Or is it the Hilchas Shechita when it's time? Right. But the Chafetz Oif needed one thing. You see that thing of Shechita Spuvin does apply. So when it's ever said by other stuff that you need Havdala, so the Tanoin has seems to have a Machlokes. That's what the Noit Yankee discussed at length. Is it that the Hilchas Malika changed? No, Hilchas Malika is because of the Shechita Spuvin. There's also only one thing, just like Chafetz Oif. There's only one thing. And this is the Mitzvah Havdala. The second is. Who says you bring Shehi over at all? No. That's a good point. Let's say you'll make a Malika on the Chafetz Oif and do Shehi in lieu of the one thing. Then it will pass. That's more than it will pass. Because when it causes Jewish Shehi last time, and you have to have this little Shehi, it is carried over. No, the other thing about Shechita, but whatever you can carry over, you can carry over. Mm-hmm. You carry over the din of Shechita, the din of Shechita. Well, okay, but still, the Mara says the din of Shechita, that's carry over. Yeah. The Hathila, the Gemara says that you need two Simon. That's the Machlokes of Rashi Peretz, when that Mahathila of the Rashi Peretz. But the Hathila, when you shech the nose, you should have two Simon. But in the end, if you all your shechted was row of either one of the simonim, it's good enough. The Gemara says, Roiv of Echo. The Gemara has a machlokes for the Dafka Roiv of the Veshet, But even writing of the Kohen, the nation is the esophagus, and the Kohen is the windpipe. So we pass into the Begevus, either writing of the Kohen or writing of the nation is sufficient. Against that man, that has to be adopted the writing of the nation. We pass in either or is good enough. Malika has to be done dafka by a Kohen, and Zar cannot do Malika. But what about Shechita by Korban? So that the Gemara says, may be done by a Zar. Says that an Isha may do Shechita. Mishnah says it's not in the Feirch. All the Psulim who are not allowed to do Hakrovas HaKarbonis, namely a Kohenis, or a Zar, or a Balmum, all the people are not allowed to do Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrike, they can do Shechita. It says in the Purish, a woman may do Shechita. That's what Taisus says to Kasha, and the Sefer Hilchot Aleph Yud. The first Taisus from Kulim, what the Sefer, is usually called the Hilchot Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Epstein claims that it's a misprint in Taisus, not Hilchot Eretz Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Hilchot Eretz Yisrael, but the Hilchot Amar Yehoshua Aleph Yud. Hilchot Amar Yehoshua. But the book is supposed to be written by Yaldon Hadrani. That's how the Mishnah quote. If they had a Sefer, it's available. The book was written by Yaldon Hadrani. He claims that he's from Shaded Don, from the Lost Ten Tribes. And he has a sefer that has a hilchos shechita, and every paragraph begins Amar Yehoshua Miti Moshe Miti Hagbura. Can't beat that. That's a whole bunch of in there. Yeshua ben Nun, because the name Moshe Rabbeinu, the name of the shechita. The one thing he has there is that if you shech the behemah, Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom that if you shech the behemah, you didn't say the hilchos hashechita, shechitas in the veilah. Sounds very strange. All right. But Taisus says, we show him this. Then it says, an Ovel is not allowed to share. Then it has, among other things, an Isha is Psul of Isha. That's what it says in the Hilchas. The Sefer Hilchas Aleph Yud. The Hilchas either Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, as it says, and I tell you, the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, or the Sefer Hilchas Omer Yeshua, whatever it is. But Yaldon Adon, he says, an Isha is Psul of Isha. The Taisus says, that's ridiculous. How can you say an Isha Psul of Isha? The Mishnah says, the Feirish. Then an Isha can shech korbanis, she can shech korbanis, so the Kalachami she can shech chulis, unless you make a pircha. What could possibly be a pircha on the Kalachami? What is the Kalachami? I can make a pircha. So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla has in his comments, Ratshan a pircha. He says that an Isha, he says you can parempha. Korbanis, yeah, and chulis, no. He has a whole pircha. And he says, Yeshna Bechlau, she's the terrorist this, or she's not the terrorist that. Oh, wild Malach again. That usually has very, very great solution. But usually we assume that. We assume that Shechita Kshere Bizar, that Shechita on the Karbon is, whoever can Shech Kulin, can Shech Karbon. Whoever cannot Shech Kulin, cannot Shech Karbon. Why do you say that Shechita Kshere Bizar? Because Shechita Lava Vaidehi. Why Shechita Lava Vaidehi? So Taisus says, in Zvachim, Taisus has two beauty. The one beer in Taisus is a shechita lava vaydehi, because shechita b'chulin is the same shechita b'chulin, shechita b'kotchen is the same thing. You need a shechita. If you don't have a shechita, it's also b'achila, it's in a veil. Say it's zvucha. How can you makrav it? How can you eat it? How can you makrav it? I'll be on the bed like an oil and nobody eats. How can you makrav it on the bed? It's mimashki yisom and amutal yisom, it's also b'achila. You're not permitted to be makrav on the bed. Something that's also b'achila. Of course you're going to need a shechit. That's the place that says one shah. Since shechit is needed for achilas chulin, so the shechit of korban is the same thing as the shechit of chulin. So some achareidim have achidish, but that's only mishinichnis to Yisrael or Oris. After they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't require shechit. Called man of Bnei Yisrael, we're in the Midbar, so the Gemara says in the first perek in chulin, and that's Yudan, but there's machlokes Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yosef Levi, whether you need a shechita in the midbar or it's like enough with mechira. So according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that in the midbar mechira simanim was sufficient, that you didn't require shechita. And yet in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Mishkan they did need shechita. That's how the Gemara says when they brought korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash they did need shechita, and that's how the Ramban interprets the pasuk in Dvarim. It says in Dvarim, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you live far away from the Mishkan, you want to eat Karbanin, so it says that Sar Taiba is Mutter. Kisav Namshech Alecha Basar, so it says B'chol Avas Namshech HaTizbach, so it says V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, and you should shech the Karbanin, and you should shech the Chulin, as I have commanded you. So what does it mean V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha? So the Gemara says, you see from that passage that there was a Torah Shabbat Pei given over the Masayr. That's the first tour. The first tour and the first taz, and the other day, it quotes that drasha from the Gemara. וזבחת כאשר צריך מכאן שנסתה במשהו רבנו, משהו רבנו was given a Torah Shabbat Pei in connection with Shechita Schule, namely the Chumash Hilcha Shechita, which the Torah Shabbat Pei Shei, it draws the Chalot Avrom of Yikur, which have no source in the Chumash at all, and it's only known for the Torah Shabbat Pei. Where is there a remez for this Torah Shabbat Pei, for the Halacha Moshe Messina of the Chumash Hilcha Shechita? The north of the remez is the Mefurish Pasuk, it says, Zavachta Kasher Tzvi Sicha, you should shech the Chulin the way I have commanded you. How did the Rav Shalom command us? So it must be that he gave us the Torah Shabbat Pei of the Chumash Hilcha Shechita, exactly how to shech the Behemoth Chulin. So the Ramban HaChumash says that that's a drosha, but he claims that Pshuto Shal Mikro reads much simpler. He says Pshuto Shal Mikro means Zavachta Kasher Tzvi Sicha. Then in the Midbar you were permitted to do Nechira Simonim when you wanted to eat Chulin. And you only needed Shechita by Shechita's Karbonis. The Chumash Hilcha Shechita were only needed by Shechita's Karbonis. And now the Torah says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you want to eat beside Taiva, you're permitted to. Rizavachto, Kasher Tzvi Sicha. Now, Nechira is not sufficient. You have to do Zvicha, Shechita, just like I commanded you in the base on, in the Mishkan all along that you had to have Shechita. In the Mishkan all along, in the Midbar, they needed Hilcha Shechita, not Nechira. So when I come to Eretz Yisrael, the Sar, Taiva will be Mutter. Dafke v'shchita, not the nechira. Then you have to do kasher to v'sicha on the mishpah. That's the machlekes hatanoim and the Rambam. The different girsas and different shitas in the Gemara.
Okay, same according.
Yeah, it's a question what the girsas is and the different tanoim. There are two. In the Gemara there are only two shitas, but there are more than. But there's more than one interpretation to Rabbi Akiva's shita, or the Rambam is basing on a different mark or whatever. So the Gemara says that if the Bavli says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tzar Taiva with Mutter in the Midbar is a Nechira. That they didn't need Shechita. Maybe they weren't allowed to do Shechita. They weren't allowed to do Shechita in the Midbar on the Tzar Taiva. So some Achrayim claim that when do we say that Shechita Lava Vayim? The Shechita's Korbanis may be done by a Zar, by an Isha, by an Abed Knainim, by so on. That's only after they crossed over the Yarden, the day of Yeshua Benun. That's why it says all the Hilcha Shechita were given by Yeshua Benun. Why doesn't it say Amma Moshe Nifi Agura? It's whoever wrote that Sefer. Why doesn't it say Amma Moshe? Why doesn't it say Amma Yeshua? Because the Hilcha Shechita changed when they crossed over the Yarden. The Sar Nechira was Mutra in the Midbar. So they didn't need all the Hilcha Shechita in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua Benun had to say, Amma Yeshua, Mipi Moshe, Mipi Agvura, and you cross over the yard, then you have all these Hilcha Shechita. So the Samach Reinim suggests that the din of Shechita, Lava Avodahi, at places, it's going to say, has two biurim. So one biur is, of course you need Shechita. You need Shechita to be allowed to eat it, and you can't be mocked around the Mizbech if it's not Mimashki Yisom and Amut Ali Yisro. So that din, that explanation only began after they crossed over the yard, in the Midbar. That for Chulin, it was really deficient with Nechira, or according to one opinion, it was forbidden to have any Chulin at all. So they had to have Dafke Shechita's Korbanis, or that Shechita only applies to Korbanis, whichever way you say. So then in the Midbar, Shechita only applied to Korbanis. There was no Shechita b'Chulin. So in the days in the Midbar, Shechita wasn't avoided. And Shechita would have required a Kohen. So how to disprove them? I don't know what the din was in the Midbar. There's a whole chelik in literature. What would the dinim in the Midbar? What would the dinim in the Mishkan? A lot of literature on this. Before the war, between the First World War and the Second World War, a lot of Sfarim written on that. What would the dinim in the Midbar? In the 40 years, what would the dinim in the Mishkan? The dinim that are not knowing what there is, what would the Hayra show them? So this is one of those machabrim, a few of the Akhonim from that Kufa, write such a chidish, according to that opinion and title says, Shechita lav avodi, because you need Shechita b'chulin. The Shechita's Kachim is no special deal. It's the same as Chulin. So that's only Mishav Yisrael Sayarden. But the Midbar, Shechita was an Avoida and would have required Dafke Koyim. These are some of our answers. There's a famous Kasha that the Zalt asked. Gemara seems to say that this is the Chiddush of Shmuel was Mechadish when he was a little baby. Chana didn't have any children. So she went to cry in the Beis HaMikdash. And she wants a baby. Maybe thought that she was drunk, and he's trying to scream at her. And then she said, "You shouldn't get angry." She's davening softly. We learn out all the dinim of davening from the way Chana was davening. And then she said she doesn't have a child. She's mispalut. So he said he apologized for screaming at her that she wasn't drunk. And then he gave her a bracha. She should have a baby. And then she says, "If the Rebbeinu Shalom grants me a child, she's going to bring the child to the Beis Hamikdash and become a holy man." And then she had the baby Shmuel Hanavi. She had a baby Shmuel. She brought him to the Beis Hamikdash. So the pasuk says that when she brought Shmuel to the Beit HaMikdash, it says that they offered a carbon by Ishchato es Hapar, by Yaliyu es Hanar El Eli. They shechted a carbon, and then they brought Shmuel to Eli. So from the Chumash, from the pasuk in Shmuel, it sounds like there's some kind of relationship between the Shechita es Hapar and the bringing to Eli. So the Gemara in Brachos explains what it means, that that they insisted that a kohen has to shech the par. A shechita needs a kohen. And the little kid who was only 2 years old, Shmuel was only a 2-year-old baby, he said, what are you talking about? Shechita ksher bizar. And he said the pasuk in today's segment. It says, the shechata sa, how to say, the shech the korban, and he said, the yikriv ben aharon a kohen es adam. Then the kabbal of the elach mitzvah kuna. That shechita mikan shechita ksher bizar. So they brought him to Eli. So they told Eli that he's a murder halacha b'fnei rabboi. That Eli used to say that you do need a kohen to do the shechita. And the little kid just said a whole drasha that you don't need a kohen. Eli listened to the argument, so he says, Shafir Kohamar, he's saying good, but they have to give him Nista anyway because he's murder halacha b'fnei rabboi. And then she was crying and she said, Alanara zehim talot, and that's the next part of the shechita. Alanara zehim talot, he said, please, be merchal him, he's only 2 years old, be merchal him, forgive him. He won't do it again. This is the kid, I never had a baby, this is the only child that I have. And he said, okay, he's going to let him live, he's merchal the kid. So the Achrayim court, the Marav Tzayis court, and that Gemara Brachos, Machshim Ha'olam, that the Velt has a kasha. What kind of a Meirah Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi is this? The Halacha is that B'chol Mokom She'eshchil Hashem in Chol K'Kovel HaRab. Whenever Avera is done, someone's doing an Avera, let's say. But there is no Din of Kveir HaRab. There is no reason, let's say, Meirah Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi. So at that time, they used to insist that Yidid Koyin Kushkita Sakrabanis, so the Koyin had to wear the big Dikunah. When he wears the big dekuna, he's wearing kilayim. As you all know, the Yavnik had kilayim. But the Rama's opinion is, this is one of the shurim given this week, the Rama's opinion is that the kohanim are not permitted to wear the Yavnik shaloi b'shas avoid. So the Achrayim has kikasha, could be the Shagasariyah, according to the Rambam, that the kohanim are not permitted to wear the Yavnik shaloi b'shas avoid. So why was Shmuel considered a Meirah Halacha b'fnei Rabbi? But he had to scream out that they have to stop insisting on a kohen because they're wearing kelayim. Shlo b'shas avoda. If shechita doesn't need a kohen, so then even if you have a kohen, you don't need big dekuna. So he must tell the kohen they should stop wearing the avnei. So lafrusha neisura. Well, chomach m'shiyei shchil Hashem chil Hashem in din aver. Whenever someone's doing aver, ain cholkin kovel arav. There's no need of meirah halacha b'fnei rab. That's the kasha that the Zelt is. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shagasari has that kasha also. I've heard him talk about that kasha. So some Achrenim suggest the Teretz based on this Mahalo. What's going on here? Eli didn't know the din. Pilek Loin. Adil from the Chumash. The answer is that for 40 years in the Midbar was going on like that. That Shechita wasn't Avaydahim. Shechita was Avaydahim. You did need a Kohen. When it came to Teretz Yisrael, then it changed. And you no longer needed a Kohen. But if you want to have a Kohen, then the Shechita will be an Avaydah. Even the Rambam says that the Kohen is not permitted to wear the Yavne. Shalai B'Shas Avodah would agree that B'Shas Shechita is allowed to. Why? Because for 40 years, I don't understand exactly what the Torah means. But for 40 years in the Midbar, we require Dapka Kohen with Big Dekunah. Because it was an Avodah at that time, according to this day in Taisus, in Zvachim, the first verse, that Shechita Lav Avodah, because Shechita is needed for Chulin. So in the Midbar, they didn't need Shechita for Chulin, they needed Nechira. It didn't exist at all. There was no Chulin. There was only Kachin, according to the other time. So in the Midbar, was Shechita, was an Avodah. Even though after they crossed over the Yarden and there was a din of Shechitas Chulin, now Mikana Lahabo, Shechita Lava Avodahi, but even the Rambam would agree that if they'll continue now wearing the Avnei B'Shas Shechita, it won't be an Aveira. They can still practice what they used to do before in the 40 years of the Midbar. Why? It doesn't really answer. Even if you should assume everything until the punchline is correct, the punchline doesn't necessarily come.
Isn't that the thing that within the 40 years in the Midbar, Shechita, isn't it now probably Gabe,
Yeah, about it. The Gemara says it's one of the Dalar Avodah Sadam. It is an Avodah. Yes. What does the Gemara mean that it's Lav Avodah? It means that usually an Avodah is Mishnei Dvarim. It's an Avodah Mitzad the Korban. The Korban has to have the Avodah done to it. And also it's an Avodah Mitzad the Oivei. Indeed, the person should do a Ma'is Avodah, and the Chetz of the Korban should have an Avodah done to it. So the Gemara means to say Shechita Lav Avodah Mitzad the Avodah means Shechita is only an avodah mitzad echet of the carbon has to have the avodah of shechita done to it, that you don't need a gavre to do the ma'aseh avodah of shechita. That's why the marshal to do kabbalah halach and zriki, you need that the kohen who does it should be done by a kohen and he has to stand in the azor. All avodahs must be done in the azor. But when you do the shechita, The Gemara says, Rov HaTanayim hold, one time it's Zriban. But Rov HaTanayim hold that the one who doesn't shkit can stay outside of the Azara. Let's say you can have a behemoth in the Azara over here. And the one who's on a shekhet can stay in here. Right? The behemoth here. And the one shekhet can be in the Azara all night. Stakhanara. Stakhanara for shekh. Like this. The Gemara talks about a tome, shekhet and korbanah. How's a tome going to shekh korbanah? It was also with the Sakinor. It says it's going to be a very long night. So it says it's going to be 32 hours long that night. Yeah, it depends what kind of a tummy. Yeah. Depends what kind of a tummy. But at least, even if he's just a plain just a tummy may, so he may be in the air, as a Snoshman Aperon. But the Sakinor has to be 32 hours long because the first 16 hours. With Machin Knesis Ragli Yisrael. The next Kinemis is Machin Knesis Ragli Yisrael until you have the Tavoz. The Tavoz further is where they use the Shev. Near them is Be'er. That could be that you have a night 30 kilometers long. The place is discussing. The first Daphne Chulim. And that base and base place is discussing. How can you have such a long night 30 kilometers long? Abban has a very questionable comment. At the beginning of Parshas Tamor, Rabban HaChumash writes that sometimes the Chumash will say Bnei Aharon and sometimes the Chumash will say HaKohanim. Is there any difference? If he writes Anadon, he claims, doesn't talk him, he says Anadon, there's a big difference. Bnei Aharon means that they're sons of Aharon even though they themselves are not Kohanim. But say if it thinks that guys are Ben Aharon and he's not a Kohanim, a follow? That's what Rabban writes, a follow?
Weren't there also Rishonim thought Aharon and other children who weren't Ben Kohanim?
So he says Hakayhanim, and the Chumash says Hakayhanim means that they have to have Kedushas Kunas. And if he's a Cholo, Cholo means empty space, a vacuum. It means that he's emptied out from Kedushas Kunas. So when you think of Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon means descendants of Aharon, even if they're Cholo. Even if they don't have Kedushas Kunas, even if their Kohen marries a Grusha and has a son. His son is a Cholo. But the son is called Bnei Aharon, but it's not called a Kohen. So the Ramban has the following comment. It says in Parshas Emor, Emor l'Kohanim, that they should not be Metami l'Meis. So he says, since it says the word Kohanim there, so it has the connotation of Kohanim v'loi Chalolim, that they should be Kohanim. But if they're Chalolim, they're not Muzer until Metameis. But in all the Parshas HaKorbanis, it says Bnei Aharon. Bnei Aharon. But Bnei Aharon means that even though Cholol is not permitted to do Avodah, but if you did the Avodah B'Riyavid, it would be good. That's not the drasha that the Gemara has. The Gemara has two different drashas with a whole Nachkamina Ladin between the two drashas. That's in Gansan a different drasha. Rabban HaChumash made up his own drasha. First Ramban and Amor. Every time the Pasuk says Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, the Gemara explains why it says HaKohanim and why it says Bnei Aharon. The Gemara never says this with the Ramban. Ramban, beginning of Amor, has his own line for. I don't know. Cholo, the Gemara in Kiddushin, yeah. Cholo does avoid a bit of the evidence kosher. There's a machlek, is the Rambam and other Rishonim, whether it's only Cholo or She'eni Yodua, or even a Cholo Yodua. That's on Samach Vav on the base in Kiddushin. The Gemara there has the two Pesukim. The Gemara there on Samach Vav on the base has the machlek of Tanoim. What is it? Amoroim, rather. Machlek of Amoroim. Between Shmuel and his father. Shmuel says one pasuk, and Abu Adi Shmuel says a different pasuk. What's the marker from the Chumash for that din that a cholo shavat b'riyevet is avodosik shera? So that din that a cholo shavat b'riyevet is avodosik shera, there is a machloikas, we shame whether it's only cholo she'eni yadua, or afil cholo yadua. What else would be good b'riyevet? Right. So not Gemara is a right that's only a cholo sheni yadua. Cholo yadua is no good. Otherwise, if you say you know cholo yadua, avidosik sher b'di'evit. So what changed between now and before? Last year, if you would do avodah b'di'evit, would be good. Mikan lab if you don't avodah. How can you say meisakuna? Nothing changed. So if not Gemara is a raya against the Rambam. The Rishonim asked, not Gemara is a raya against the Rambam. So the Achronim answer that it depends on the two psukim and samach vav on the base. Which pasuk do you darshan from? The Rambam darshan from the pasuk Baruch Hashem Chela, for your appearance, I feel a chulun shaboy. So based on that pasuk, even a chol yodua. The Gemara Makas is going with Avu Adishmuel, which is the other pasuk. Yeah, lots of vitamin that you've done. You learned from Gemara. Says it's funny. Okay, Sunday morning, we met and we have to start the next one. Think about the other change. Yeshem Mamiko, Yeshem Mamasuris. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam have opposite Gersoras in the Gemara. That's a detail. But the Baal Hamor has in the Sefer Hatzava, in the Yudhim Lidah Shartan and Reshespen, the Sefer Hatzava which appears in print in the end of the Tmim Dayim, has a whole new interpretation on our Gemara. What's going on with the Yeshem Mamiko, Yeshem Mamasuris?
I just want to make an announcement. The week from this Shabbos is the Esquire Shabbos. We appreciate you guys the time to make the Ruach Levinus, and also that Mosai Shabbos is the Purim Chagiga. So it'd be beneficial for you guys today. Also, if you're going to stay, remember to bring your Shabbos clothing someday. Okay, have a nice Shabbos.
That's the secretary.